Well, let me begin by saying, Deborah and Tom, our love is with you. And greetings, everyone. Chris and I have the pleasure of being your speakers today. The body of God on earth is a heavenly design composed of a multitude of creator beings forming a magnificently organized collective. The individual human forms composing this collective are all over the planet, located everywhere in the here and now, connected to one another by the pneumoplasm which we each generate and contribute to the whole. You and I are among many who compose this spiritual body. Spiritual things may only be discerned spiritually. We know one another this way, by reason of our generations living in attunement. In the Tone of Life teleconference 2 weeks ago, Tom Walsh asked me to read a paragraph I'd previously written to the Tone of Life coordinators. I'll read again a slightly amended version. I've been experiencing a major shift in recent years from a predominantly bodybuilding era, the process of a spiritual collective becoming consciously self-aware, to now a functioning body of the Lord God on earth, unified by light and radiant with light. Those with a background in the emissary program will know this is a fulfillment of the vision Yolanda and Martin and other spiritual leaders lived and served, and is now a reality on earth. This is to me the purpose that the Tone of Life associates serve, along with many more configurations of creator beings in conscious form. All together, we give voice to the beloved once again, on tone, pitch perfect. The body of the Lord God is a spiritual manifestation, not based in material association or in shared beliefs, but in actual spiritual expression. Within the larger spiritual body is a small collective embodying creator being consciousness. These relative few compose the focus of the Lord God emerging from above the crossover point into his world. In my perception, the key right now for this portion of the larger body is a critical transition from an aspirational perspective, notwithstanding how accurate, where the light of being is sensed and even seen, to an inspirational perspective, born out of personal identity in the source of light. I am. Let us so function together. Chris. Chris, you're muted. Oh, there we go.
There you go. Took me a second to get to it. Thank you, John. Very well said. I appreciate this opportunity to work with you and everyone online this morning, sharing some attunement today. Glad to see a few friends from Kansas City online too. Over the past few months, Donna and Joseph Antel, my brother-in-law and a living genius in correlating body function and supplementation, and me have been purposefully exploring the new aspects of attunement radiation. These Heartland Attunement sessions were helpful in creating what I would call the new heaven, the new pneumoplasmic heaven, the sessions in a specific way opened up a vibrational space, that's one way to say it, a vibrational space to let those attending share and experience something fresh and new. Ranges of pneumoplasm in our attunement time. New heavenly spiritual substance in our attunement time. And we used our endocrine glands as a guide in these sessions. The pineal and the islets of Langerhans, pancreas. The pituitary and the adrenals, the thyroid and the gonads. The relationship between these glands and as we work in them with our attunement radiation generates a new range of pneumoplasm that fills in this heaven. Now, for most of us have gray hair like me online. For most of us, we've spent a good part of our life experience learning. And those experiences that we shared, and I would say including our time in the emissary program, certainly, they were all designed to help shift consciousness into I am conscious, to arrive at the crossover point, my words, where one can rest in I am a creator being having a human form experience. Now, a couple of things occur when we arrive at that point. First of all, you are present there by yourself. There's no one else, radiation or substance with you. You stand in your own substance, or not if you don't have any. And there is an opportunity in front of you and me to begin to develop and work with a spiritual substance, the pneumoplasmic substance, to fill in the heaven. It's a little bit like, hey, we bought a new house and we move there, we get the keys, we open the door, and here's this empty house. What are you going to do with it? How are you going to fill it? Oh, this room needs this, that room needs other things. And we find ourselves coming out of the world below the crossover point, finally arriving at the crossover point, and what lies before us is largely empty space. Because human behavior by itself has not generated and filled in this heaven. So here we are with this opportunity. And the final thing that you will note at the crossover point, as I'm sure many of you have, is that if you are there and you are present in that consciousness, you will begin to notice a few others are present as well. John just described that. A few other cells in the larger body. I was thinking about this. Our human body has trillions of cells, right? Operate the heart, operate the liver, et cetera, et cetera. How many cells of consciousness are in you, in your makeup? Probably doesn't require hundreds of thousands of cells. It just requires a few cells who are active and participating in the generation of the heaven so that the rest of the body can come along. So these Heartland Attunement sessions were designed to specifically assist in allowing the patterns of being to infuse into the pattern of form. In our work together, I, with some help, created an image that kind of illustrates this. And I'm going to ask Sanford to put it up so you can see it. Arriving at the I am a creator being having a human experience point, crossover point, we open the door to letting the pattern of being, the fire that burns, the light that glows, the cloud of glory of life, begin to fuse into the pattern of form in a way that it hasn't before. Now, we don't need to build an army to do this, force the infusion. The heavenly substance, once it's generated, automatically, or I think automatic's a good word, has the earth come along with it. So in these sessions, we were looking at living in divine identity and what it means to fill the new heaven. Donna calls this living in attunement, by the way, something she coined in some of our attunement classes way back along the way. Living in attunement. This is not just something I do once in a while. I am in that consciousness day in and day out, 24/7. When we gather in a group such as this, could be just one other person who is conscious, it immediately opens the door to sharing, I'll call it the experience of attunement, whether you're holding your hands out or not, and the generation of this new pneumoplasmic substance of heaven. Now, you can work on something specific, or you can just have conversation over tea, or you can just sit quietly and share in the current together. Lots of different ways. I've shared many attunements with Donna just having a wonderful conversation, as I'm sure some of you've had that with your own spouses and friends. We are built to and are here to specifically work together and to steward these processes. Oh, thank you, Stuart, Sanford, for taking it down. And this morning, I thought, hey, we're all together. Why don't we do some attunement work together? And I would invite you to do that with me. Before we begin, I want to say something about patterns. Energy, whether that's life energy or other kinds of energy, always shows itself in a pattern. In the light that glows, that was one of the elements on the left side of that diagram in the pattern of being, are the patterns of the true patterns, which, when imbued with life, are living patterns. First, you have to have the pattern, then you have the juice, the current of life in it infused, and then you have a living pattern. A tree, a rabbit, a human body, a dolphin. There are lots of examples. In reality, the universe is a living body. It's alive. Solar system is a living body. It's alive. Our planet is a living body. It's alive. Below the crossover point, there are other kinds of patterns. They do not have life in them. These are, it's a good description, energy patterns that are created by reason of human, mostly thoughts and feelings, but sometimes actions. Sometimes in the, you could think of another word for all of that, belief. John mentioned belief earlier. These energy patterns and beliefs tend to govern human behavior. So they're operating on the basis of a pattern without life in it. There's no way to generate the required pneumoplasm, right? Okay. So how will these patterns be dissolved? You and me and the rest of us here can work together to begin to dissolve some of these patterns that have interfered with the living patterns, the generation of pneumoplasm that really fills the heaven, the true heaven. On that diagram, the last relationship that we considered, which was only a week ago, was the thyroid and the gonads. Life's radiation, which we're here to steward, and life's processes, which are at work below the crossover point. Obviously, if you get involved with what's below the crossover point, you will have that experience. The hallmark of coming to the crossover point and sustaining divine consciousness, or living in attunement, as Donna would say, is being able to sustain this consciousness in all of my living and not get involved again in some of these patterns that tend to have a lot of energy to them and override awareness. And the next thing you know, you're involved in it. So I'm going to propose, do I have time? I have time. Okay. I propose we work with a couple of these patterns together. I recall a phrase out of Chris Foster's poem. We are a company of creator beings with fire in our nostrils, the fire that burns, which is revealing of love's radiation. And I'm inviting you to work with me, and let's see if we can help put some radiation into a couple of these energy patterns that tend to, well, interfere with people below the crossover point. We probably can relate to it as we start to work with these. So the first pattern could be described in one word, death. Death is really a void. It's a blank. There is no life in death. Although you will find often it's said that, well, life and death, they go together. No, they do not. Because of this energy, humanly created energy pattern, there are a lot of feelings about it. And people are, well, one way to say it is afraid of death. Go visit a hospital. They will do anything and everything to keep the human body alive. Even though the person may say, no, don't do that. Oh, yes, that's where our society is driven. Why? Because they see death as a blank, a void. They don't want to have that experience. You probably know a few people who will say, well, when I die, I'm done. It's all over. It's just empty. We know different. So, one of the things I've done for myself, because I end up working with people in attunement relative to, Tom used the word passing away. I think of it more as just transition. I quit using the word death. Somebody says, well, I'm going to hospice, and I go, well, you're in the transition phase. That's all. It's just movement from one phase to another phase. So here's what I propose. I'm going to ask you to put the energy pattern of death, which I'm sure you can all feel, into your receiving hand. And then we're going to take our right hand and we're going to share our radiation of love, our presence into that pattern and through that pattern, letting it dissolve. Now, for those of you that don't always work with your hands, you could just hold the overall pattern between your both hands and then consciously direct the attunement. Your attunement radiation through that pattern. So that's another way to do it if you wish. Let's do this for a minute, 2 minutes, and then I will issue a creative command from our substance as we work with this pattern to bring it to a close. So, pattern of death in one hand and your radiance in the other, your giving hand, and let's share attunement for the next 2 minutes. Let the human pattern of death dissolve. Let the heart of humankind know that what is real is life, eternal life. Okay. And you can release. I often just do this with my fingers to release a pattern, or you can just say, do a breath, lots of different ways to release it. Just a side note here, there are many humanly created energy patterns, and some of them have a lot to it in terms of energy. This is one of them that we just dealt with. There are others. So in my classes, I encourage people who are interested in doing this kind of work to do it with others. Do it in a team effort. It makes working the whole thing much easier, and you're not then trying to carry it all yourself. Hope that makes sense. And so that's one. And it could just be one other, but it could be a group of us like now, this morning. Thank you. A second pattern that I'm going to invite you to work with is, in a simple word, judgment. The idea that there is good and evil. There's good and bad everywhere. That belief has been infused into literally every cell of the human body that we have. From cartoons when we were young, maybe as television was being discovered and brought online, we used to watch the cartoons, and the good guys wore white hats and the bad guys wore black hats, right? You can fast forward to today, and a lot of the crime stories that are on television of various kinds, you have the good guys, the cops, trying to right wrongs and bring truth and justice into the picture. And then you have the bad guys, the criminals who love doing things that are nefarious and so forth. Another example is war. I was a pilot in the Air Force during the Vietnam era, and anybody in the military gets a little bit of inculcation of and propaganda in their training, and I did. The idea in war is it is considered good to kill the bad guys, your enemy, whoever that is, and usually somebody tries to define that for you, but the enemy. But it's bad if the killing is done to you or your community or your family, right? So where I'm wishing to go with this is that judgment always includes the two aspects, both ends of the stick, so to speak. One end seems to be creative and helpful, and the other end is destructive. And that is the way it is below the crossover point without divine consciousness. I'll give you another judgment, good and bad belief that's very strong in all of us. In fact, we're using it today. It's called technology. Technology is good, right? Now, I will admit technology has made it a lot easier to live these days. So I suppose you could say technology has made living in self-centeredness easier, nicer, but it's still self-centeredness. We develop nuclear power, unlimited electricity and power. It's all wonderful. And then we make the nuclear bomb. Perhaps one you haven't thought of is we develop plastics so that, we don't have to fuss with glass and boxes and other stuff. Wonderful, lightweight, it doesn't break down. Now what? They're discovering that microplastics are everywhere in the Arctic. They've discovered it in blood serum, and they've even discovered it in the brain in different places. So, anyway. One more thing. Here we have computers, online Zoom. We all probably have a cell phone. AI is on the horizon. Well, it's not on the horizon anymore. It's already coming in. Artificial intelligence. What could possibly go wrong? It's all wonderful. So let me say out loud, no, technology will not save humanity. Wow, that's kind of amazing, huh? So I would invite you to share for a couple of minutes attunement with this pattern. Judgment, good and evil, good and bad. Put that pattern in your hand. Bring your other radiant hand into play and radiate into and through that pattern and let it dissolve. So I'll be quiet here for 2 minutes. Let the judgment energy pattern and belief of good and evil, good and bad, dissolve. What is real is the wholeness of love's universe. And release. Thank you. Thank you for sharing attunement with these two patterns. I think of them as interference. They're interference in allowing what naturally would come through the infusion of the pattern of being into the pattern of form. It interferes with that. So, being conscious, playing a part in the conscious body in whatever measure, I can begin to serve a purpose through my living, through my attunement time. In fact, I would say it's a good idea to maybe have a little attunement time every day. Work with your own pattern and start working with some of these patterns so they're not in the way in your own experience. Before I turn it over to John, I'd like us to work with a living pattern. Living pattern has life in it, as I already mentioned. And these patterns come out of the light that glows. It comes out of the light of the universe. And life is infused into it, and you have a living pattern. Probably the most notable living pattern that we have is beyond our own bodies is the planet. So I would invite you to share attunement with the planet. And you can pick the planet up in your receiving hand and let us radiate our current of love, our attunement radiation, into the planet. Or you can just hold the planet between your two hands. I'll be quiet and let's do this for a minute. Let the radiation from this company of creator beings bless the planet. We are eternally and joyfully stewards of this precious celestial home that reveals the presence of the great eternal one. Okay, let's release. Thank you for that attunement as well. I work with a team of 31 people now on what's called the International Planetary Attunement Team, sharing attunement daily with the planet as a whole, but also various aspects of the planet. just like you would do with your home. We keep our space sanctified. We keep it filled with our radiation and presence of love, who we are, that joy of being stewards in this field of activity. So these are my attunement thoughts this morning of some of the latest things I've been working with, and it's a pleasure having these moments to work together as creator beings. So back to you, John.
Thank you, Chris. Quite a difference between the humanly created energy patterns and the living pattern of the earth. The cacophonous mind-made world, the realm of human energy patterns, constantly vies for attention. Pay attention! Unfortunately, most people, most of the time, just give their attention away. But it's not free. There's a cost to paying attention. Think about it. What are you spending when you pay with your attention? The root of the word attend means to extend or stretch toward. What does it take to extend or stretch toward something that wants your attention? Do hot topics call? Below the crossover point in human identity, people pay attention with the substance of their life energy. That's the cost. And there are always ill effects to doing this. I've come to understand a vital distinction between paying attention and what I call investing attention. At the crossover point, attention extended with divine intention is an investment. Investments generate returns. This is what we were doing with Chris. We invested radiant attention to the energy patterns of death and judgment of good and evil, and to the life pattern of our planetary home. This is creator being function. In the Bible, it's put this way. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Those are not words of a distant unknown God. These are our words as a body of creator beings here and now. Simone Weil, an early 20th century French philosopher and author, wrote, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity. Absolutely unmixed attention is prayer." Where and why people's attention is directed reveal what matters most to them, to us. And For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. As Chris's diagram illustrates, where your heart is, there will your identity be. We are participating in the absolutely vital transition from what may have once been wishful aspiration to collective creator being function. Chris led us in a live experience of this, and may it be consistently so. The other day, driving to a destination I'd not been to before, I followed instructions from the disembodied voice coming through my phone's GPS. We all get around this way these days, using the global positioning system, GPS. No maps. I doubt our grandchildren have ever seen a paper roadmap. When I got to where I was going, the voice said, "The destination is on your right. Arrived." We are aware that the true divine global positioning system, the presence of creator being, has been providing inner direction all along. In consciousness, invest attention, life energy in this. Listen radiantly. The voice you hear proves to be your own. The destination, your position, is right here, right now. Arrived. Well, I note the time and that we've all arrived. Perhaps a few others would like to give voice to your experience during this time we have shared.
This certainly has been a wonderful hour of being together in that current of life. And letting love command. This is what we've been trained for all of our lives, and conscious of it maybe for the last little while, so that we're in position right now to work together and to know what it is to be above that crossover point, and letting all be clarified through love commanding by us and as a unified body. Thank you both.
Well, I would just like to say that as we were sharing the attunement, or as I was sharing and participating with all of you in the attunement with the earth, with the planet, investing my attention in the planet, I guess you could say I had an immediate dividend on this investment, because I pictured right away in my consciousness during this attunement these little vapor streams that were rising up from the planet. And one said anger, one said hatred, one said good things, all kinds of things. And they kind of streamed up while I was sharing this attunement. They streamed up and then they just dissipated. They just, suddenly they were gone. They were these little air streams. And so in not allowing judgment to be in my consciousness, we don't know how quickly one little 2 minutes of radiation attunement can dissipate we know not what. And we don't say, oh, well, that was just a few minutes. We need a lot more substance here. We don't know that. There's no judgment. We're just living in this moment, providing what needs to be provided. And when we do, and we, I guess, as Chris was saying, Donna says, when we're living in attunement, I love that. When we're living in attunement, there's no judgment as to how quickly things can change. And it is quick. I just saw it. I just saw those things dissipating. And so how wonderful. This was wonderful to be with both of you this morning and as always. And so thank you so much.
Thank you, Maureen.
That each of us is beautiful, and it's such a privilege to be functioning in that position, to allow the true patterns to emerge. And in the transition from being in a physical body to releasing that physical body, there is a glorious cloud of glory, and it's a pleasure and a privilege to assist in that process. And I am deeply grateful for all of you who have been with us in our particular transition, but I'm also aware that it's just a small part of the larger pattern, the larger vision. And this is all cause for rejoicing, because this is why we have come into the world, to let the restoration happen, to steward the process with beauty and grace and delight. So thank you so much for your focusing us on these things this morning.
Thank you, Deborah.
What a beautiful collective attunement we've shared today. And all I can say is we had a beautiful beginning with the gorgeous music that Sanford had played. And when we first signed in and I saw all these faces and these loving angelic beings, it was a most gorgeous attunement just in being a part of this collective. And my heart just filled up to bring tears, because that's where the love comes from. That is the pinnacle. And as we let that move into the group, wow, what a beautiful, powerful return we feel. So I'm so thankful for what we've shared today with a collective of wonderful, loving beings with a consciousness of the work that we came to do. Glory. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Shirley.
When the truth is spoken and received into living flesh, the flesh trembles. It is a trembling experience to be with you two gentlemen today and receive what you have lived and then spoken, and to be with all of us in living flesh, so that our vibration truly, truly brings a new heaven and then a new earth. Thank you.
There is the saying by the master that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And I felt that the process we went through of attunement today of looking at the stuck pattern of death, of judgment, all these stuck patterns that have bound people to the earth can only be loosed by those who have been loosed in heaven, by those who have found their identity at the crossover point, who are not all wrapped up in the muck and the mire of the many things that can bind people to the earth. And so it's been good today together to sense this loosing up of things on earth, because we have been loosed in heaven and we come from this state of consciousness. So thank you both for this lovely time together.
Great. Thank you, Bill. And thank everyone who's spoken. I know June was trying to get in there and didn't get herself unmuted in time. And you're muted now. June, I wish I could hear you, but we couldn't feel you.
It was a great link. Lip syncing is what I was talking about.
Okay. Chris, would you care to offer some concluding comments?
Yes, I'll do something quick here. Some time ago, I wrote a blog about radiant perception, and I'm using that word term now because that is the nature of our attunement in the heaven. We do things radiantly. So here's what I wrote. I'll just read it. Radiant perception opens thinking and feelings to understanding the world in terms of patterns and lines of force. You're not taking anything into yourself in order to perceive or read it. Therefore, there's nothing to release or any life force to lose in that type of attunement. Radiant perception is letting one's divine consciousness expand like water flowing out from a fountain center to the edges. I'm looking outward at my divine radiation, which goes around and includes and surrounds whatever I am attuning. In this discerning process, one may perceive and understand the subtle vibrations relative to whatever pattern and energies you are working with in your awareness. In essence, is this pattern living or is it dissolving? Is it going up or down vibrationally? How does this pattern fit into the larger whole? This is the nature of our attunement in heaven. You know, thank you for this opportunity to do this collective work. That is why I'm here.
Thank you, Chris. Eons ago, I think we probably thought of the word service as meaning there was a speaker or two delivering stuff to us, and we were absorbing it. Over the years, thankfully, the consciousness of what constitutes service has changed dramatically, and today we had a very rich experience of service together. Thank you all. Sanford has some glorious music, no doubt.